a top-secret missile strike over Baghdad. The first mission of Operation Desert Storm in 1991 will be the focus of a symposium Saturday. The Strategy Alternatives Center at LSU Shreveport will bring together more than 40 crew members who were part of the so-called Secret Squirrel Mission. 25 years ago this week, seven B-52s took off from Barksdale and traveled halfway around the world, launching 35 cruise missiles. Retired Air Force Colonel Warren Ward was 29 at the time. He remembers being sequestered for 2 days with his 56 crewmates. They were roused before dawn on January 16, 1991.
I was in the number three jet of seven as we climbed out. I'm a graduate of Louisiana Tech, and as we climbed out of Barksdale, I can remember the sun coming up and hitting Wiley Tower, that big 16-story white building over there, and literally wondering in my heart, will I ever see that again?
Ward says the missiles struck more than 80% of targets. The crew flew about 35 hours in all. Secret Squirrel held the world record for the longest sortie strike until 2003. He recalls listening to history unfold during the long journey back to Barksdale.
I remember exiting back out and being over the Nile River Delta and being, that's kind of neat, big green strip over all this desert, and then beginning to dial up on the high-frequency radio, some news broadcasts. We picked up a BBC station and began to listen to play-by-play of what was going on. And, you know, some of the missiles, or we don't know if they were our missiles, but weapons going off around Baghdad and other places. And we're going, gee, I wonder if that's some of our stuff.
Saturday's half-day symposium is titled Operation Secret Squirrel, honoring the heroes who opened Desert Storm. It will be held at LSU Shreveport's University Center Theater beginning at 8:30. Commander of the 8th Air Force, Major General Richard Clark, will be one of the speakers. It's free and open to the public, but registration is required.